All right. Did you guys hear about the pro-Trump Cuban rapper who is about to be deported? He's been posting on his Instagram all week that he is only weeks away from being deported out of the country, yet he still would have voted for Trump if he could have. Let's run down the story. And, you know, let's just start with the fact that a lot of Trump's Latino backers are having buyer's remorse. Trump, for some reason, thought that this realignment that happened this election, which isn't even as big as he thought, was permanent. He thought he could never lose these new voters that he picked up, which a lot of times were Latino voters, or a lot of times were young men voters. But no, people are paying attention. And when you start to deport people with no due process, people pick up on that. Quote, beyond betrayal. Those are the words of Adelis Ferro, director of the Venezuelan American Caucus. She said that in February, after the Trump admin announced they would end temporary protected status, TPS, for almost 600,000 Venezuelans living in the U.S. And betrayed, they should feel. Naturalized Venezuelans were crucial in Donald Trump's retaking of Miami-Dade County, prompting Florida Democrats to call it a day of reckoning. And here's the thing. Trump and his campaign, according to Adelis, the director of the Venezuelan community there, Trump and his admin promised them directly, eye to eye, that they would not end TPS for Venezuelan Americans, yet it still happened. In 2024, Trump made gains all over the U.S. with Hispanic voters, mostly Hispanic men. Puerto Ricans helped him secure Pennsylvania, and he even improved with Cubans, already overwhelmingly Republican. He didn't trick anyone. His stance on immigration was and is draconian. He stood by as his supporters demonized and humiliated Latinos. So it begs the question, why? Why vote for him in the first place and then just now realize he's taking this scorched earth stance? But sometimes it do be like that. You know, this brings me on to El Funky. Yes, this is actually his name. The Cuban rapper's name is El Funky. Here's his account on Instagram. He posts a photo of him saying, SOS Cuba. And when I zoom out and you read, actually, I need to translate this. It says, I have 30 days to leave the country or I will be deported. I ask all my Cuban brothers who know my anti-communist trajectory and the congressmen of this country that more than ever, I need your support today. Greetings and blessings. Oh, I'm sorry. How naive. How naive to think that you can just ask the congressman to save you. You're not white enough. And I say that like sort of sarcastically to be an asshole, but at the same time, the Republicans are only allowing refugees that are white from South Africa. That is racism in its purest, rawest form. So while, yes, I was making an edgy joke 10 seconds ago, it's kind of just the reality. Republican congressmen don't care. They do not care. But let's read this article. By the way, if you made it this far in the video, I keep getting comments like, Adam, I've been watching since 200,000 subs, and I never even subscribed. Fixing that now. So if you want to join the crew, help expose Trump, make sure you subscribe. Let's check this out. This reads, The predicament of the rapper known as El Funky. Honestly, you deserve it just for that name. Okay, sorry, done with the edgy jokes. El Funky reveals a deeply conflicted anti-Castro and pro-Trump politics of South Florida. It's actually a really interesting dynamic if you think about it. In 2021, like many Cubans and Cuban Americans this summer, Florida Senator Marco Rubio was jamming to Patria y Vida, the Grammy-winning protest anthem that became a rallying cry for dissidents in Cuba. Now that rapper is about to be deported. It's insane how that works, how you can make music about a regime that is sort of communist or a little bit dictatorial in its working. It's not a little bit, very dictatorial. And then you still defend a regime that basically does the same thing. Now, one of the central voices of Marco Rubio's favorite songs, by the way. Marco Rubio loves this dude's songs, and Marco Rubio, like, endorsed him, sort of, was like, yo, this guy's cool. Now, one of the song's central voices, Cuban rapper, better known as El Funky, faces removal from the U.S. Earlier this month, U.S. immigration authorities denied Marquez's residence application under the 1966 Cuban Adjustment Act. So they're going back decades and decades to be an asshole to this guy. He has less than 30 days to leave the U.S. or face deportation and likely imprisonment in Cuba, since his music helped fuel the largest anti-government protests in Cuba for decades. Wow. So this guy helps fuel anti-government protests that make people's lives better, or at least give people hope in their day-to-day lives that the government will someday improve. And Trump and his admin are threatening to deport this guy, who Marco Rubio likes, back to Cuba where he will immediately be very likely imprisoned and tortured. Despite the troubles of El Funky, Rubio, now the Secretary of State, has remained entirely silent. By the way, Rubio would have the ability to unilaterally fix this, but again, he doesn't care unless Trump asks, unless you're white from South Africa, or unless you have money, a shit ton of money. I guess not enough money. El Funky doesn't have enough. You got to have Elon Musk money. Other influential Cuban-American figures and politicians who embrace the Cuba Libre cause, such as Florida Representatives Carlos Jimenez and Mario Diaz-Balart, who celebrated El Funko and submitted the lyrics of Patria y Vida into the Congressional Record. Rubio, Jimenez, and Diaz-Balart did not respond to multiple requests for comments. So Florida representatives who are Cuban of descent are basically, who are Cuban and MAGA, are silent. They're throwing this guy under the bus. This is wild. If there is widespread awareness about Duaney's case, it hasn't yet manifested in action. His plea for help has circulated on social media, but protests, petitions, or high-profile interventions have yet to materialize. If you want to help get the word out, share this video around. You can go share his social media posts that we talked about in the right here. We can link this so you can share his social media posts in any way you can. Drop a like on the video, comment, some blue hearts, whatever you want to do. The only elected official to offer to help so far is Representative Maria Alvira Salazar, Republican from Florida. Quote, El Funky is a political refugee who deserves the full protection of U.S. immigration law. Thank you. A little bit of common sense here. She said in a statement after calls from Politico magazine, the first time she's spoken publicly about the situation. So there you go. The media was able to pressure some people on speaking or to speak publicly. On Thursday, Salazar's office said they were making headway with the rapper's case. Here's the thing. I want to know what you guys think. Because every time I make one of these videos and I ask, you guys say, get him out of there. If there's a Trump supporter who is about to get deported, get him out of there. Even if they're not a voter. And some people do take more empathetic stances. But in this case, I don't want to see the dude deported back to Cuba just because he's a Trump supporter. I don't think that would be fair, you know? Marquez's plight is striking on several fronts. First, it's an illustration of how much Rubio has changed while serving under the Trump admin. Had the Cuban rapper received such a notice even a year ago, it's hard to imagine Rubio not speaking up. Second, the rapper's pending deportation is an example of how quickly President Trump has shifted U.S.-Cuban immigration policy. For decades, the U.S. rolled out the red carpet for Cubans arriving in the United States thanks to a legacy of Cold War policies that positioned the U.S. as a haven for those fleeing Castro's communist regime, which is good. The U.S. should be a haven for solid, productive people who want to help contribute to the country, which almost everybody that comes over from Cuba is. It's very simple. It's insane. Quote, if I could vote, I would have voted for Trump, he says. He's the strongest president when it comes to Cuba. Okay. And with that, I will leave you with this ad read. And really quickly, this is important. We've all been experiencing this unseen, hidden phenomenon lately named flooding the zone. I mean, one of Trump's advisors admitted that if you have so many chaotic stories coming out at once, nobody really knows what to focus on.
I said, all we have to do is flood the zone. Every day we hit them with three things. They'll bite on one and we'll get all of our stuff done. Bang, bang, bang.
I mean, for example, Trump has been openly questioning the constitutional right to due process. And as that happens, he's creating economic chaos. He's taking bribes from other countries. And some of these stories barely even get picked up. I mean, a lot of news media stations that call themselves neutral or factual actually lean right and don't touch these stories. And if you're only seeing one side of the story, it's really easy for your rights to quietly disappear. That's why I've been using Ground News on a daily basis. It is genuinely the only platform that gives you every single angle. It tells you how biased the outlet is, who owns the outlet, what they're ignoring, and the blind spot feed, for example, is enough alone to see what the right's trying to bury on any given day and what we aren't noticing. There are stories that you'll find in their blind spot feed that show you your blind spot and what you need to be paying attention to at this time. It's a way to subvert the flooding of the zone. Even when I'm reading an article somewhere else, their browser extension, Ground News browser extension, can flag that outlet's bias and pull in the other perspectives on the spot, which is pretty brilliant. So if you want a deal, I got you. Click the link in the description or go to ground.news/AM. Again, ground.news/AM, and you get 40% off the Vantage plan, which is the one I use on a day-to-day basis. You get all of the features from the premium plan for 40% off because I got you. So click the first link in the description. Thank you to Ground News for making these videos possible, for supporting the digital ecosystem. Thank you to you guys. Drop some blue hearts, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.